of current and former U.S. officials from across the political spectrum is set to take part in Saturday's memorial service for Senator John McCain, one of the last in a string of services honoring the longtime lawmaker who died Saturday at the age of 81. The service at the National Cathedral in Washington will feature eulogies by former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and former Senator Joseph Lieberman will also speak. But U.S. President Donald Trump, who frequently engaged in political taunts with McCain, and 3 years ago said John McCain was only deemed a hero because he was captured as a POW, was criticized after his initial reactions to McCain's death only expressed condolences to his families and didn't mention his military service or political career. Finally, President Trump bowed to public pressure and elaborated a bit more.
We very much appreciate everything that Senator McCain has done for our country.
Flags were at half staff in the immediate wake of Senator McCain's passing, only to be back at full staff the next day. Public pressure, including from military veterans groups. Again, the president backed down and flags were again at half staff a few hours later. A Democratic senator from Vermont, Patrick Leahy.
It is such pettiness, and a reaction to a real American hero.
Senator John McCain's final message to the American people and indeed to the world was read aloud by his longtime friend and campaign manager Rick Davis.
We weaken our greatness when we confuse our patriotism with tribal rivalries. We weaken it when we hide behind walls rather than tear them down. Do not despair of our present difficulties. We believe always in the promise and greatness of America.
This is VOA News. UN investigators on Monday.